I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's day 82 of the United States-Israel war on Iran and day 43 of the U.S.-Iran ceasefire. Now, that ceasefire has been extremely helpful to the Iranian regime, says Lana Silk with Transform Iran.
It's given them an opportunity to catch their breath, to regroup, re-strategize.
Meanwhile, the people of Iran continue to be harassed and helpless under increasing economic and government pressures.
We've had reports of particularly Iraqi forces circling in Iran, the sort of these caravans driving around in towns and cities on their motorcycles shouting, Haydar, Haydar, or, you know, war until victory, basically.
But Silk says Christians are also traveling across Iran, taking great risks to bring the gospel to others. Pray for God to speed and protect these believers in this mission. Next, on May 18th, the people of Haiti celebrated the creation of their flag over 200 years ago during the Haitian Revolution. The team at Radio TV 4VEH provided live coverage of the parade in Cap Haitien.
It's a very significant day. It's a day of pride for Haiti people.
That's Kate Michel with 4VEH, which is a partner of TWR. The team broadcast gospel programs, scripture reading, farming information, sports coverage, and more for Haitians. This summer, they're preparing special coverage of Haiti's soccer team at the FIFA World Cup. Pray for equipment issues to be resolved before then.
We want to be able to reach Haiti people who are sports fans, but may not yet be Jesus fans.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Hope Within Reach. It's an invitation to step into the stories of how God is moving around the world and to discover how He might be calling you to be part of it. We pray it encourages you, strengthens your faith, and reminds you that the hope of the gospel is never out of reach. Get your copy for free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.